This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Now looking back, what can we make of our time apart?
Good afternoon and welcome to Harmony Waikato. My name's Derek. I'm joined here with Peter. Peter, how are you?
This afternoon, Derek, especially good. Thank you very much.
Oh, seemed like the polite thing to do is to ask you how you were.
Yeah, well.
It was quite an in-depth answer to a rhetorical question there, Peter.
Okay. Rhetorical meaning you didn't, you didn't want an answer and you... So, look, we've been working through the elements, the four elements.
We have.
Earth, wind, fire, water. We've done fire and water so far. And today, the theme is air.
Awesome. Now, that's something that I think we can all agree that everyone should have.
Indeed.
Some people deserve more than others.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm here again. I'm here now.
Sorry, you seem like a million miles away.
Yes, well, I'm back. Yes, that's right, theme of air. And so I think we should get straight into it. This song, Walking on the Air.
Yes, there's actually... this is a... came out as a Christmas song.
Yeah.
There is a wonderful version of this song which was put out by Iron Brew, which is a English soft drink.
Oh yeah.
But have a listen to it, you will recognise it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yes, I do recognise it. This is the version by Chanticleer. Walking in the air.
Swimming in the frozen sky. We're drifting on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I like, actually, yeah, I saw a few cuts of the original snowman thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm. Right, well, next one's going to be a bit different.
Okay. Different is good.
J.S. Bach.
Ah, yeah. I've heard of her. I think she could make it quite big if she was marketed properly.
Yep. Yes. Well, J.S. Bach, Air on a G-String. Yeah, all right. by the Swingle Singers. Let's just hit the button, Derek.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Who would have
thought that Air on a G-String could sound so melodic?
Indeed.
A lot more melodic than when I attempt.
Look, we're not even going to go there, Derek. We're just going to move right on, okay?
Well.
So our next number is called Glitter in the Air, which apparently is by a group called Pink.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So here's Just Duet singing Glitter in the Air.
Have you ever fed a lover with just your hands? Closed your eyes and trusted just trusting. Have you ever thrown a fistful of glitter in the end? Have you ever looked fear in the face that I just don't get? It's only half past the point of no return, the tip of the iceberg, the sun before the burn, the thunder before the lightning, and the breath before the phrase. Have you ever felt this way? For staring at the phone, your whole life waiting on a ring to prove you're not alone. Have you ever been touched so gently you had to cry? Have you ever invited a stranger to come in? It's only half past the point of oblivion, the hourglass on the table, the walk before the run, the thunder before the lightning, and the fear before the flames. Have you ever felt this way?
That was nice. And actually, what I didn't mention was that that was arranged by the soloist, who, you know, the guy who was doing the lead in the song.
Yeah.
And it was his examination piece for his music course. So, yeah, pretty cool.
I think he may have done pretty well.
I think he probably succeeded. At least I hope he did.
And that was done live.
Yes,
which
it was.
Which was beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's right. It was very good quality, wasn't it, for a live performance.
Yeah.
And the next one is also a live performance. This is from a group called Route 81, and they're part of the A Cappella Academy, which I've sort of mentioned as a training thing for a cappellarists. And they are going to sing I'll Fly Away.
Cool. Good gospel one, this one.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
most of this life have gone, I'll fly away like a bird from these prison walls. I'll fly.
As you say, trad gospel number, but really well done.
One of the first times I heard that was in the movie Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yes, yes.
Wonderful version with the banjo and...
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
The music in that movie was just fabulous, wasn't
it? Yeah. It was, and George Clooney starred in it, but it was his first ever directorial movie.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Oh, cool.
So, there you go.
There you go. Well, our next number is a little bit different.
It is.
It's by the Persuasions. Now, we're going back in time. There was some discussion as to, like the Persuasions were a little bit like, George Washington's axe, three new handles and two new heads, but still the axe that cut down there. Persuasions the same, although I think this group at least had some of the original members in it.
Right. Or at least it had some people who knew some of the people that knew them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm sure I, share some DNA with those guys. Anyway, this is the Persuasions, and they're going to sing for us their version of Blowing in the Wind.
Answer, my friend, is blowing. blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Mountain exists before it is washed to the sea. Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Oh, and how many times can a man turn his head pretending he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Ooh. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many depths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? Oh,
the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Ooh.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think songs like that, like Bob Dylan, when he wrote them and released them, and it must give him such a buzz when people cover them with such awesomeness.
Yeah.
I mean, to listen to that and think, wow, that stemmed from my poetry and writing. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. Plus he gets paid royalties.
Plus he gets paid royalties, and they can do it far better than he can. Interestingly, I went and saw Bob Dylan.
Better singers.
Yeah. Went and saw Bob Dylan, and as a performer, he wasn't sort of awe-inspiring.
No.
But as a writer, he is.
Yes.
So I was really glad that I saw him.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because I don't know quite what I was expecting, but he's not a showman.
Right.
Like, in things. So
yeah.
Have you seen the Timothée Chalamet movie?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
No, nor have I. But I think that would be interesting.
I'm quite... Yes, I'd like to go and see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Next up.
Okay. All right. We've got a Phil Collins number next in the air tonight.
Yep.
And we're going to hear the interpretation of Voice Play, and they're featuring a guy called Jay Noone.
Cool.
So,
is this the one that we have to get our gorilla suit on with the drumming part?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should say, Derek, time has passed, and I think this might be our last number today.
I think so. But I've got to say, look, if I've enjoyed this half as much as you, then you've enjoyed it twice as much as me. Here we go. Here's the Phil Collins cover of In the Air Tonight. We'll see you same time, same place in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see ya.
Cool.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. oh Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life, oh Lord. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.